just started, you know. I feel good. Yes. So far, so good. Man.
Any responsibilities for what you do, you know, training camp, summer, leading up into the season?
Not really. Just being accountable, you know, making sure I'm accountable and, you know, show others a good example of being accountable and being available and a guy that's dependable, you know, always running to the ball and doing the right thing, you know, so when Spags or McAdoo, whenever they have an example, they point at me, you know what I mean, because the captain's doing it the right way. The captain from last year is doing it the right way, this is how we're supposed to do it. And, you know, just keeping their culture alive in myself, and then hopefully the other young guys can do it as well. Yeah, I do. We, like you said, we do got a good group of young guys. We got a lot of young safeties coming in, a lot of young DBs. We got young D linemen as well, some early draft picks in Dalvin and Avery. And they've been doing very well. I think they accepted and they've adopted our culture, and they're doing a good job and, you know, doing what we want them to do. You know, what Spags had, you know, the bar that he set that we've been doing the last few years, I think they've been playing very well up to that.
What's it like to have a Super Bowl champion like in terms of when you go to Super Bowl? But with Antonio Pierce, what's it like to go for alongside him along with Gino?
Well, he's good, you know, because he's, you know, I'm considered one of the older guys in the team, you know, going on my ninth year. But, you know, at one point he was sitting down where I was at. So I'm a young guy compared to him, you know, and, you know, getting somebody like that in the room who's not afraid to tell us as the older linebacker that, hey, you know, you could have did this a little bit better. You know, and I'm always open ears. You know, Jesse's been around too, and Jesse's the same way. Jesse had pulled me to the side and be like, JC, I don't know, I might not cut it. You know, and it's good to have those guys around, you know, because sometimes when you are the older guy in the room, some people don't tell you that wasn't a good job or, you know, you could have did this or did that better. You know, so it's good to have
those guys. What have your impressions been of
Chris so far? Oh, you know what? He's doing a really good job. The Mike linebacker position is a very difficult position to play. And for a young guy to come in and, you know, basically be named the starter on a very good defense, you know, with some really known and integral parts on the back end and the front end, you know, for him to be the middle, which is the glue, you know, the captain, you know, the pilot of our defense, you know, that says a lot. He's been doing a really good job. I mean, he's definitely having mistakes. I've had my mistakes playing weak side linebacker. You know, but I think he's doing a real good job, and as time progresses, I think we're going to see his mind expand and also his game expand as well. I mean, I think we can be as good as we want to, you know, and I say that because you can't go what we did last year, you know, it's a new year. Similar guys, but not the same. You know, we lost a big piece, and Hank, and we got to have the guys step up with him. You know, we got to play really solid on the back end. Our linebackers got to really step up this year. Play, if not, you know, better, but bigger than we've ever played since I've been here. And, you know, that's just to keep account with all those guys in the front end. You know, we got JBP, OV, and Snacks, you know, and those guys are feared around the league. And, you know, we're just trying to play up to their tempo.
You've been with Snacks more than anybody else. I mean, how much support did you have in the offseason with them talking to them, saying, what can we do different this year, and things like that?
A good amount. You know, Spags, I think since the first year to now, I think he's let his guard down a little bit. You know, he's let us as his players kind of dictate to him and what we like to do and what we're comfortable with. And, you know, I think the first year, I don't know if that happened too much. And this offseason, I've seen that happen more times than not, and especially in training camp. You know, Spags is definitely a guy that, you know, he's willing to listen to the players and even the coaches underneath him to get certain things ironed out. You know, there's great offenses out there, and all these offenses, they have certain plays to beat our defenses, you know. And sometimes it's like, even though we run it a certain way, if this play can expose us or exploit our defense, we might have to manipulate it just a little bit. You know, as Fags is, you know, he may not have been so open to it 2 years ago, but this year he's definitely listening and, you know, prepared to make some, you know, some differences, some changes or what have you. I can't tell you all that, man. I can't divulge all that information. We got to keep that vanilla for the preseason. And then, you know, after Dallas, I'll tell you, all right? After Dallas.
What do you think led to that as far as his changing his philosophy about you guys having more input? Did you have a talk with him? Did anybody have a
trust.
Talk with him?
I think it's just trust. Just like any relationship that you have, you know, over time, you know, you allow more things to happen because the trust factor is there.
Do the young guys understand what expectations are for Dallas defense?
You know what? It's still early. I don't think they have a full grasp of it yet. But I think the coaches and also ourselves, as in the older guys in the room, you know, we try to show them an example. But I don't think they truly know. Even when I was first here, being a seventh-year guy, a Jersey guy, I didn't really know the tradition and how strong it was. I had a feeling. You know, I mean, I remember LT when I was young. I remember Jesse Armstead when I was young. But I don't remember everybody, you know, all the guys, you know, the Harry Carsons, the George Martin. I didn't know those guys per se and the impact they had and how strong the Giants defense has been for decades. And I don't know if they grasp that yet. I don't know if they can grasp that yet. And I think it's our job and the coach's job to not only show them the history, but establishing them in what we have going on right now.
What's it like?
How different is it? Retiring
today? Won't repeat that?
Any thoughts on Rob Ninkovich retiring today?
I know. I didn't know that. You gotta love a guy like Ninko, you know, because maybe half the guys here might even know who he is. But he's had a great career. He's won 2 Super Bowls in New England. And if I'm not mistaken, early in his career, he kind of bounced around a little bit, been cut a couple times. But when he was on in England, he was like uncuttable. You know, it's like you had Chandler Jones on one side and him on the other side, so everybody's sliding over Chandler, and all of a sudden, Ninkovich had 10 sacks in the year. He's a great teammate to have. He's a pro of all pros. I was with him for half a year in New England, but I've known him for years. And, you know, congratulations to him and his career.
How surprised were you to see 2 guys sort of get into it?
I didn't see that. One more question. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. Oh, they're huge, especially for our interior linemen. I know Snack's been wanting to get after some guys, but you can't do too much when we don't have pads on. And I've been wanting to see him. You know, he's one of the better players in the league. And it's you know, Dalvin, young guy, can't really say he's done too much because he can't do anything interior-wise. And now we're going to see how good Dalvin is. That's going to be interesting.